Welcome back to the funnest 2 hours in radio. That's Financial Focus Radio. Tyler, I made Tyler smile.
So says you, funnest.
So I said, oh, I have a good time here every 2 weeks.
Oh, just for you and me, you mean?
Yeah, well,
oh,
okay. And I think for the people who listen, my children would beg to differ. They think Dad's boring on the radio, but that's okay. But you're listening to Financial Focus. You can call our hot radio hotline 24/7, 365 at 877-670-7117, or you can always shoot us a comment or a question at Troy at NWQWealth.com.
Did you say hot radio hotline?
Radio hotline.
I like that.
Hot radio hotline. The hits keep on spinning.
It's Troy's home number.
All right, there you go. Let's get to our guest. Our guest today is Steve Dice. He's the president of Independent Actuaries in Beaverton, Oregon. And we're talking about what an actuary does and the importance of pension plans. Steve, before we go any farther, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, I assume you have a website and a telephone number they could find you and learn more about your company?
We sure do. Our website is www.independentactuaries.com.
All right.
No spaces, no underscores. Our phone number is 503-520-0848. Again, we're here in Beaverton, Oregon.
All right. Well, during the break, Tyler and I were talking about what would as a business owner, and Tyler and I, and we have lots of business owners that listen to us and we hear from them all the time, what should a business owner be asking if maybe they want to start? And we'll talk about cash balance plans, which legislation has been passed that make them more appealing and may be part of the revitalization of pension plans as people think about it, as you mentioned earlier. But what are the important questions when they're interviewing an actuary should they be asking to make sure they get a good actuary that makes sure they don't end up in problems like we're talking about in the first segment?
Let me contrast these large plans with the types of plans that we mostly work with. Most of the plans that we set up and administer are set up in order to provide the business owner or partners a very large deductible contribution, allow them to save a lot of money on a tax-deductible basis for retirement in a short period of time. So the typical client will be the business owner that's been turning their income back into the business for years and years. You know, eventually, they're there. They've made it. They're age 55, though. They've got all sorts of income. They're getting taxed like crazy, and they haven't saved a dime for retirement. We get those kind of clients all the time. These plans are perfect for them because it allows them to save very large amounts of money on a tax-deductible basis.
And then they can use it when they get to actually retire as one of their income streams.
Exactly. Typically, for these types of plans, when the plan has run its course and the owner is ready to retire, they'll roll the value of their benefits over into their IRA, and it again becomes money that they can use in their retirement.
And what kind of plans? What are the names of some of these plans? Because we should mention that we work with actuaries when people have cash balance plans with us and the different kind of plans. But you might explain, maybe Steve, real quick, sort of the range of plans that a business owner can consider to do exactly what you were talking about.
Sure. Well, the most common type of plan right now is what I'll generically call a 401k plan. It could really include profit sharing contributions. It may be a money purchase plan, but generically a 401k plan. And that's the type of plan where each participant in the plan does have an account with their name on it. It's their money, and every year the employer may contribute money to their account. They may defer some of their income into that account, and they also watch their account grow with investment gains or losses, as the case may be. Those types of plans are very very popular. They're very flexible from the business owner's point of view. They can usually have complete discretion in whether they can make an employer contribution to these accounts in a given year or not. the limit that you run into with these plans is for the business owner that really wants to save a lot of money in a short period of time, generally you can only put about $50,000 a year into these plans for an individual account.
Well, and then you have
so beyond that
testing issues too if you have employees and those kind of things.
Right, right. And so the business owner, if they want to put in a large amount of money, that means they'll need to give larger benefits to their employees as well. Okay. To get beyond that $50,000 threshold, you really need to go to a defined benefit plan. Depending on your age, the limits on how much can go on these plans is much greater. We can have deductible contributions in excess of $200,000 a year under these plans. It comes with a price, of course, and the main price being reduced flexibility. There are minimum required contributions to these plans every year, just like the larger corporations have these minimum contribution requirements that they're trying to keep up with. So do these smaller plans have minimum required contribution requirements. There is some flexibility. You can amend the plan periodically to reduce or even freeze benefit accruals, really reduce your contribution requirements. But they don't have the ultimate flexibility that 401k type plans do.
What's going on in the legislative front? And you're listening to Financial Focus with Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management, and we're talking to Steve Dice. He's from the Independent Actuaries in Beaverton, Oregon. He's the president there, and we're talking about defined contribution plans and how they work and the actuaries' role in it. What's going on the legislative front to make defined benefit – I can't talk – defined benefit plans more popular, or sort of bring them back or make them more appealing to business owners?
Well, legislatively, there have been movements on a couple fronts. One is for businesses that have these plans, especially these large corporations that tend to be underfunded, the IRS has come out with some funding relief legislation. Not saying that the employer is relieved of their obligations to these plans, just that they're able to pay up the plan, pay off their funding shortfalls over a longer period of time. So that has provided some relief. In terms of setting up new plans, probably the most significant recent legislation has had to do with cash balance plans. Cash balance plans are an extremely popular type of defined benefit plan. They're really, even though they're technically a defined benefit plan, they're called a hybrid plan. The nice thing about them is they've got these higher defined benefit plan limits where you can contribute often in excess of $200,000 a year, but they look and feel and smell like a 401k type plan. Each participant has a balance, and they can see their balance grow from year to year. And that's nice. That gives an extra level of understandability from the participant.
And that it does. And Steve, we're going to be out of time there, but real quick before we sign off, we appreciate you having with us today. If people want to learn more, again, what's your website?
www.independentactuaries.com.
All right. Thanks for being
with us today,
Steve. We appreciate it very much. That was Steve Dice. He's the president of Independent Actuaries in Beaverton, Oregon. You can go to their website. It's a very nice website. Learn more about them. When we come back, it's going to be hour number two of Financial Focus Radio, and we're going to have our investment of the week. We're going to have your calls and questions, 877-670-7117.